It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
NASA gives an update on their long-lost space tomatoes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, I wasn't here and able to do the news at 7 o'clock, so I don't know for sure what producer Steve did, so I'm just going to read a couple headlines and then you can tell me whether he did this story or did not do this story. Man drinks at 120 bars in 24 hours.
I know.
Okay. I don't want to do that one.
Okay.
Woman wheels corpse all over Brazilian mall pushing 3, 2, 1. I used it all in TV. Woman wheels corpse all over Brazilian mall before pushing him into a bank where she tried to withdraw his money. Did you do that one, Steve?
Oh, no go.
No.
Soccer fan peed into a beer cup and then splashed fans at a Mexican stadium.
No.
Hmm.
That's just like every Tuesday, so it wasn't even really a story.
How about this? Scientists share world's first conversation between humans and whales.
No.
Dr. Pepper has a new flavor coming?
No, but I wouldn't have minded hearing it.
Oh, let's see what that one is. Dr. Pepper. Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's see.
Oh, no. That sounds good. I wish they were caffeine-free so bad. Dr. Peppy. God damn. Gosh darn it.
Did you say?
God dang. I think I said. I hope. I don't know. My head hurts. Here we go. Dr. Pepper. I can't stop.
Oh, here we go. No,
I
seriously.
I can't stop smiling.
Wait, this time, do it right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Pepper.
Hey.
Creamy coconut.
Whoa.
And Dr. Pepper creamy coconut zero.
Okay, there you go.
That sounds good. That does sound good. Coconut.
Yeah. Where do we get that?
Oh, well, Jay, it sounds like the Dr. Pepper will be available later this summer. Oh, no, May 1st, in time for summer.
There you go. Boy, that's...
Now, they say it may not be at all retailers until July. But some retailers will have it beginning May 1st.
Okay.
All right, grab your sippy cup and get ready for your Dr. Peppy.
Yep. Yum, yum.
It does sound good. Okay, now let me get to the real story that I wanted to talk about. And if you already did this, I don't care, Steve, because I'm going to do it more.
And probably better.
Did you bring up the fact that it's National Animal Crackers Day?
I did not.
Huh. What did you do?
Isn't that something?
Anyways, it's National Animal Crackers Day, and I have a question and a little walk down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Does Costco still sell the giant bear, whatever it is, full of animal crackers?
I have not seen that.
You know what I'm talking about, though,
well,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have not seen the plastic jug of animal crackers at Costco. I might have missed it, but I haven't seen it.
Why would that go away?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they just do.
Walmart has them, apparently, for $5.68.
For the whole
seems
giant
like
jug?
For the big, what's it, 24-ounce?
What? Is that
shelf-stable bear jug. That one looks like a little smaller than what I'm thinking. But
good old bear jug.
Shrinkflation, Kevin. Heard of it?
Yeah, but then there is a 5-pound one.
Oh, there you go. That's
available
what we're
on Amazon. That's the kind.
What's
I feel
that,
like 150? That's what we used to get. It definitely was the kind we used to get. So this is the thing with animal crackers. They're not nearly as good as an animal cookie, right?
Animal cookie?
Animal cookies? The one with the frosting on them?
Oh,
and
I
the
see
sprinkles?
Yeah, like the, you're talking about like the sugar cookie?
The animal cookie?
The animal cookie.
Are you joking?
Are you talking about the pink ones? With the pink frosting?
Yeah, they have the frosting and then they have
the sprinkles.
You're
talking about circus cookies?
No, they're animal cookies.
I never heard of it.
I don't know. Aren't they called animal cookies? Now you got me thinking that I don't
think
know
they're circus
called.
Cookies. They're like circus animals, right? Isn't that it? It comes in the, the pink bag.
Animal cookies. I just thought we always called them animal cookies.
Oh, okay.
A pink bag.
Yeah, that's what we...
Mother's circus animal.
What is this?
Okay. Wait, you've never had that, Steve?
I've never seen a pink bag full of animal cookies.
Wow.
Okay, there is a...
terrible parenting.
Stouffer's has animal cookies. iced animal cookies. They're so good. Those cookies
maybe I've seen that.
Are great, right? But I'll tell you why animal crackers are special to me. We would get that gigantic box, bear full of them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We would go out every time before a football game. All the kids would come to my house, all the guys on the football team. And we'd go, just the good ones.
Yeah, some I understand what you're come. Saying.
Yeah, we didn't have the whole team there, but like a good group of us.
Right.
We would go to my house. We would hang out. My mom was such a good sport. She would always, you know, make everybody happy, whatever, maybe make some Kool-Aid or orange juice or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would get out the animal crackers, and we would eat the animal crackers and say that we were going to be animals, and we would be like, we're animals. We'd eat them like animals and stuff everywhere. We'd get all wound up and hyped up on animal crackers.
And Kool-Aid.
Yeah, or Kool-Aid, yeah, probably. And we would just get all wound up on it and be like, yes, we are going to crush whoever we play today. We are animals. And then, like an hour and a half later, we were completely exhausted, a sugar crash,
and we
lost 48-0. But I do still love animal crackers.
I was all about going to buy the big jug of animal crackers.
Yeah.
Until you said the sugar crash thing, because that'd be like right around 7:30, and I don't know if we just want a Kevin sugar crashing at like 7:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
Right. By the way, off the text line, guys, I saw the creamy coconut Dr. Pepe at Walmart at State Line yesterday.
Oh, so it's there already?
Mm-hmm. This one also says, good Jay, you picked an amazing partner, Dr. Pepe.
This Dr. Pepe is so good.
This one says, have you ever tried Dr. Pepe Le Pew?
No, that's not a flavor I like.
This is one says, Pepe, isn't that what Steve's getting? Never mind, that's a puppy.
Whoa.
Pepe Puppy Steve.
His middle name's producer.
Well, I guess you eat a bunch of animal crackers, then you get peppy.
Yeah.
Then you get sleepy.
We would bite their heads off and be like, that's right. That's what we're going to do to you.
Oh, we're talking crackers. Odessa, we're not talking tigers. Actual animals. Okay, good.
What are you going to eat? Tiger meat. How are you going to eat it? Raw, raw, raw. Bite their head.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is Kelly Olynyk one of Gonzaga's boys?
Yes, he used to play for Gonzaga. Now he plays for the Boston Celtics.
Kevin James.
Okay, well, I'm glad to keep up with the boys. Okay, thank you. That's all I needed. Enjoy your cheese.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, hate to, you know, make you put your cheese down, but...
Yes, I have another exciting announcement about Dr. Pepe. The new coconut Dr. Pepe is in Coeur d'Alene. Where was the first location they said it was at?
I think Post Falls.
State Line Walmart.
Mm, yeah, that was it.
State Line Walmart, so Idaho, getting it done.
Also, Freddy's in CDA.
Okay, I was going to say, Savannah and Sedera, they're lovers of Dr. Pepe, and they just text and said, Kevy, we have that here.
We got Pepe. Yes, we do. We got Pepe. Pepe. How about you?
Don't know. Haven't heard from Washington yet.
Yeah, come on, Pepe lovers.
I start in Idaho and their freedom.
Yeah, Kevy wants his Pepe.
Kevy wants his Pepe. Thank you, Steve. Okay, it is news time. It is final story of the day time, and here we go. An Uber Eats delivery driver had something very unique happen.
Why do I even bother? Why?
What happened? Did you do that story? You did that story last hour?
He did.
Yes or no?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, he did it.
And you did the other one about the paperweight made out of glued toenails as a wedding gift?
He did that one, too. Yeah.
You did that. Yeah. Okay. Well, that leaves me with about nothing. I did Dr. Pepe. Let's see. The wheelchair woman and the corpse. No. I don't want to do that.
I mean, we could
soccer
revisit.
Soccer fan peed into a beer cup. No. You know what?
What about Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell?
Hear that story?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
Tell me more. No, you know what I'll do instead, guys? I guess I will just read something boring about this. Let me see if I can find one. Oh, here we go. Prince Harry officially renounces a British residency.
Hmm.
Red Lobster considering Chapter 11. No.
So this lady's
okay, let me
driving through a Taco Bell drive-through.
Yeah. Is this a joke?
It's not a joke. It's a real story. I didn't know. I thought maybe you actually didn't hear it. I did hear it, but
I did not hear it. What happened? She drove through a
She was in a Taco Bell drive-through when her 11-week-old baby stopped breathing.
What? Oh, Jay, hey, thank you for the uplifting news. This is why you don't do it, bud. Well, what are you going to do next? Ah, Trump. Biden, 24.
She yelled as she pulled up to the speaker. She screamed and yelled, "Someone help, my baby isn't breathing. Someone call 911. Becky, who is a manager at the Taco Bell, threw her headset off, ran outside to the drive-thru, and performed CPR on the baby and saved its life.
Okay, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Saved by the bell.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God, Becky. Look at that baby.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. That's got to be terrible for the mother.
Terrible and obviously turned out fine, but, you know.
That's amazing.
That's insane.
Jay, I'm sorry I made fun of you. That you
no, you should
like
have.
Real hard-hitting
originally.
News
I just saw there, it like 10 yeah. minutes ago, Kevin, and I meant
what
to
a story.
It.
No, that is an amazing story.
Becky, by the way, a mother of four, said, "I had to do it to one of my own children once."
Oh, gosh.
Everyone, this is a very important part of the story.
It is, and this is what I was going to say.
Everyone should take a CPR class.
She's not wrong.
Today.
That's what that mom is thinking. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Whew, buddy. Yeah, that would freak me out.
That story actually made me a little queasy.
Yeah. Any idea what the, because of Taco Bell? Rude.
Were you going to ask what she ordered?
Yeah, what did she order, I wonder?
ding! I don't know that she ate after that. I think she was also queasy after that. Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah, that's an insane story. Yeah, that just, you know,
I've got a really good joke here, and I can't figure out how to do
trying
it.
To get to it. Yeah,
trying to figure out how to do it without offending anybody.
Well, that's the goal. See, that is the goal. And if you can figure out a way to do the joke with like Dr. Pepe weaved into it,
okay,
and then. And still not offend. Boom.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Should we bring out the bleeps?
I am going to do this like a Mad Lib. I'm going to fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing story, Jay. It's a good thing she wasn't at blank. Fill in the blank with your favorite slow drive through. Or that baby would have been a goner.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, see, I was trying
to. Yeah, I know.
And I was going to say the name of a place.
No, that would have been really good. I see what you did. It was way better this way.
No, you just, you pick whatever is your slow drive through, and you all have one,
yep.
right? Everybody listening 100%. Is saying blank.
Yep.
Well, then you've insulted so many places.
No, he hasn't insulted anyone.
No one.
That's the beauty of it. And I appreciate one less meeting today, Kevin. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
One less meeting, one more nap. I'm in. Let's do it.
Yes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's called the Historical Davenport Hotel.
Historical?
Historic.
Yep.
It is historical, but it is called the Historic Davenport Hotel.
Kevin James.
I think that's right.
Yeah, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely said it wrong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who?
Hmm?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Dutch Bros. Morning, Nick. Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
There you are. Now you're there. Hello. There you go, buddy. How's things?
It's good.
Anything?
Just got the kids on the bus, so.
Oh, were the wheels on the bus going round and round?
Well, not when it stopped, but okay. When it started, they were.
That's fair. That is fair. Well done. All right, well, we're going to play for $15 with the Dutch Bros today. How many kids did you have to get on the bus, by the way?
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah, just one.
All right. Let's play. Now, it's Conan O'Brien is the category today. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'm going to say Kevin.
Probably a good choice. He's been up awful early, you know. He got up a little early, kind of worn out from doing TV. He's a big celebrity, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, we'll see you in about a minute or so.
Still want me to leave?
Yeah, more than you know.
Well, he's laughing while he's leaving. So
yeah, he also said, you don't mean it. Are you going to take your sport coat off today or just leave it on? Just leave it on. Yeah, it feels good. Well, I didn't want you to get sweaty.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, he looks sharp. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's see how we do, Nick. Pass if you get stuck. You got 60 seconds for 7 questions.
All righty. Conan O'Brien is from Massachusetts and attended Harvard University. Is that true or false?
False.
Conan was a writer for The Simpsons. Besides the main characters, you know, Homer, Marge, Lisa, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, name a Simpsons character.
Krusty the Clown.
Nice.
How tall is Conan O'Brien?
5'11".
Who is Conan's sidekick on his late-night talk show?
Oh, pass.
What's the name of the famous dog puppet who first appeared in 97 on Late Night with Conan O'Brien?
Pass.
Conan is a distant cousin of Bill O'Brien, who is currently a football coach at what East Coast school?
Eastern Washington.
Conan hosted the 54th Primetime Emmy Awards. What year was that ceremony?
2004.
All right, Kevin! All right, very good. Hold on, Nick. We'll see how we do here. I'll see if Kevin has any luck with the answering of the Conan O'Brien categoried questions.
Yeah, you think those were good, Jay?
They think they were difficult. We'll see.
I love Conan.
We'll see. Kevin's a Conan fan, so. Yeah.
Too difficult, you think?
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't have done very well, but that's okay. All right, Kevin, 7 questions in 60 seconds. We'll see how good you really are.
All right, Conan O'Brien is from Massachusetts and attended Harvard University. True or false?
True. I was going to say, there's two things I know about him.
Conan was a writer for The Simpsons. Besides the main characters, you know, like Homer, Marge, Lisa, Bart, Maggie, all that. Name a Simpsons character.
Mo.
How tall is Conan O'Brien?
6'5". 6'4".
Who is Conan's sidekick on his late night talk show?
Andy Richter.
What's the name of the famous dog puppet who first appeared in 97 on Late Night with Conan O'Brien?
Triumph the Comedy Dog? Is that?
Conan is a distant cousin of Bill O'Brien, who is currently a football coach at what East Coast school?
Huh? Boy, I pass.
Conan hosted the 54th Primetime Emmy Awards. What year was that ceremony?
2018.
What did we not get to?
The coach.
Oh, yeah. Bill O'Brien. You know where he's.
Yeah, coaching. I don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry
former,
to let you down.
Former Houston Texans coach, I believe. And
I Googled him after you said it. I recognized the man's face for sure.
And he's related to Conan?
Distant cousin.
They're a distant cousin. Kevin, they have the same last name, O'Brien. All O'Briens are related at some point, apparently.
They seem to be, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Shall we go over some answers?
Let's do it.
All right, Conan O'Brien is from Massachusetts and attended Harvard University. True or false?
We split it right off the bat because, Kevin, you said true.
Yes.
And Nick said false.
It is true.
Wow, wonderful.
I knew that one very well.
Look at Kevin go.
Yeah, well played. Conan was a writer for The Simpsons, besides the main characters, Homer, Marge, Lisa, Bart, Maggie. Name a Simpsons character.
Mo for Kevin, Krusty the Clown for Nick.
Yeah, very good. Both.
No. That'll count.
Yeah.
Yeah. How tall is Conan O'Brien?
5'11 is what Nick said. I know that Conan's a tall drink of water. Kevin went with 6'5".
Yeah, I was going to say 6'5", and then I changed it because he always says, like, when he's like, wow, then there's a big 6'4" redheaded freak man. Like he'll do that routine a lot. And then I remember he says 6'4".
Yeah, he is 6'4".
6'4", it's a big dude.
Yeah, that is tall.
And then that doesn't even include the hair, you know, I mean.
Right.
He's probably 6'7".
Yeah. Or does that not include the hair?
No, of course not. You know, you don't. No one measures their hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it your first day? Or is your first day alive?
Sure.
Don't leave him in charge of major stuff.
No, seriously.
I wish they would count the hair.
Steve 6'2".
Yeah. Who is Conan's sidekick on his late night talk show?
Kevin with the Andy Richter, and a pass from Nick.
Andy Richter is correct.
Andy Richter. I wouldn't have gotten that one. I can never remember that guy's name.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
I remember it after I hear it. When Kevin said Andy Richter, I said, that's actually correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's the name of the famous dog puppet who first appeared in 1997 on Late Night with Conan O'Brien?
I blew it.
Nick with the pass, Kevin with Triumph, the whatever you said.
What did I say? Triumph the comedy dog?
I think it's what you said, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said.
It's Triumph the insult comic dog,
yeah.
Right?
You were close.
Yeah, no
half point. No? Yeah. Okay, no points.
I don't deserve it.
Doesn't matter.
Conan is a distant cousin of Bill O'Brien, who is currently a football coach at what East Coast school?
I love the fact that Nick's at Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Because he said East, and he was like, Eastern Washington. Kevin passed.
Boston College. That was a tough one.
BC, yeah. That's.
You think that was a tough one?
Come on, man.
Why you got to come at me with that?
Well, first of all, you have to know Bill O'Brien. Second of all.
Yeah, you have to
Boston
follow his career.
College
yeah,
football.
Right.
You know, some of them are easy, Kevin. Some of them are hard. You know, you judge me if they're too easy. You judge me if they're too hard. That what do
correct.
I got to do?
I want them just right, like my porridge.
All right. And your water. Conan hosted the 54th Primetime Emmy Awards. What year was that ceremony?
Nick said 2004, and Kevin said something later than like.
I said 2018.
18, yeah.
2002.
Ooh, 1 point for Nick. But that's still going to be a win for Kevin, 4-2 in favor of the man wearing a sport coat on the radio.
Thank you
look good.
Makes
Thank
a lot
you,
of sense,
gentlemen.
Yeah. Nick, gosh darn it, he got you today, but can you pick a number? Then you can try to be that number or call back in, and if you are that number, you'll win yourself some Dutch Bros. What number would you like to be?
Let's go 9.
9 it is. Okay, Niner. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you listening. Thanks so much. Have a great day, okay?
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Thanks Nick. See you, buddy. All right, caller 9-509-441-0999, $15 to Dutch Bros. Good job, Kev. That was well done.
I do love Conan nice. O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Bill O'Brien?
I don't love him. Conan, I believe, has a new special coming out. HBO Max, maybe? Or Max, as they call it.
Right.
Where it's like, where he travels around to certain places and meets unique people or something. Anything that Conan does, I will check out. Must go, is that what it's called?
Debuts today.
Okay.
Should have been a trivia question.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
New Zealand, I think they're 22 hours ahead of us. But I can't remember if they set their clocks back.
Kevin James.
So maybe it's changed. Maybe it's 23 hours now.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
We should probably do a stat.
We should.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The number is 60.
60.
60, 60,
all right,
60.
60%.
The average millennial, which is, around 30-something, believe it or not, they expect to retire before the age of 60.
Yeah.
And the latest poll... millennials were asked what they expect for retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
The largest share, about 30% of them, chose between 51 to 60.
Yeah.
Another poll found that millennials say they expect to retire at 59. They're a generation that says we don't plan on working until we're 75 years old.
Right.
Like you know, we're going to win.
So they're not running for president.
We're going to do things right. And
what?
Jay, that's funny.
Thank you.
I should have laughed.
No. You don't need to do that.
Try it again. This is a generation that says they're not going to work until they're in their late 70s.
So they're not going to run for president.
Oh, man.
Why?
That's a good one.
Okay.
What do you think
Rick
of this?
Rick says he's retiring at 54.
Rick is?
Yeah.
Rick, you're a millennial. I think Rick's on the edge, right?
I mean, I think he can be up to 42
maybe?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So Rick's a millennial. He's going to retire at 50 what?
Yeah, he seems soft enough to be one. 54, he said.
54.
Hey, whoa. Why
Steve, you gotta... you're 33. When do you think you'll retire?
Oh, never.
It's going to work.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll get fired and then just...
Oh. Yeah, wait, Steve, is he a millennial? Is he? He's just...
I'm a millennial, yeah.
Yeah, you're old enough, right? Because what's it go down to? 28-ish? Somewhere in there?
That's right, yeah.
Something like that. I'm sort of...
The tail end of it, but yeah.
Little millennial.
You're such
that's
little
great.
Millennial.
You know what? I hope they're right. I hope they do it. I hope they all do it right. I hope they invest their money and they're happy and they have the ability to retire at, 59 years old.
Right.
And
yeah.
I hope they don't use Social Security.
Right.
That I will be needing. Right. So, do it. Do your thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. There's really, whatever. People are always like, oh, you should retire at this age. Just retire when you feel like it. I mean, if you got it worked out, good on you. I don't care whether it's 40 or 80, as long as you're still having a good time with it, go for it.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. If you have the ability to retire and you want to retire, knock your socks off, man.
Absolutely.
Go enjoy the world. Yeah. There is nothing wrong with that, but it's...
don't use Social Security because Kevin's going to need
it. Right. You can't do that. Don't do it that way. Yeah. Leave that for people like me.
For those of you who've taken care and invested, well done.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. That program is for someone who didn't do it right.
Is that it? You reward
those? That's my theory.
Good to know.
Kevin, what would you do if they raised the retirement age? That would be... fun for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, miss out on it.
Yeah, miss out on it. Kevin, when are you going to reach? When's your goal? Do you have a goal? Like Rick clearly has a number. I don't know if everybody has that like that, and I think some people will do
it is
the.
Funny.
Like there are service industry people who might do the. Hey, I know for sure 30 years gives me to this age, or if you're in the military or whatever the case might be. Some people have like a set. Number already established.
Oh yeah.
Established by a union or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's helpful. And then there's other people. My buddy Brett just texted,
mm-hmm.
who runs his own insurance agency, and he was like 45.
Oh, 45, nice. Yeah, done,
Brett. If you can do that,
man,
45.
Let's go, buddy.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be?
Do people always answer somebody who Do people always ask somebody who says they want to retire at 45? Do they always ask the follow up question and do what? I always wonder how people answer that question.
Well, I think some people know exactly what they're going to do,
which is amazing, by the way.
Which is, I'm going to travel the world and do whatever.
Or they like, well, I'm going to do this, and maybe it's like a second career or something. Yeah. I always think, man, I am not that well planned out.
There are a lot of people that, Jay, we kind of also didn't have the option.
Of?
Planning to retire whenever we wanted.
Yeah, there's not a set guideline or a deadline, or there's just whenever we fire you last.
Right, and it wasn't like, you have a great retirement set up for you guys, your pension.
Yes, I see what you're saying. I think I don't know what percentage of jobs have pensions, but that should be your stat.
Not this one. It's not their fault.
Yeah, go to the Google machine and see.
Yeah, what percentage of jobs have pensions? Is that what we're Googling?
Sure.
15%.
Is that right? 15%.
Is that a high number or a low number?
That's
I don't really know.
Very low.
That's low.
Very low.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
9 jobs that still offer traditional pensions.
Let's hear it.
Are you ready?
Let me get the drum guy. Hey! Did this guy get up early with you? He's been exhausted the entire day.
This guy.
Yeah, this drum guy. Was he up with you at the?
Yes, he was there.
Okay. Yeah,
you say drum or drunk?
Drum.
Thank you, sir. Continue on. 9 jobs that still offer traditional pensions. Kevin.
If you're interested in a defined benefit retirement plan, mm-hmm. consider these jobs.
Got it.
Teacher.
Teacher, let's go, baby.
Okay.
A lot of millionaires that are teachers.
Oh, man, they are everywhere.
Because they just slow and steady wins the race. And then they got a good retirement. Like, it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's why I married
state and local government jobs.
There you go. Yeah, let's go.
Utilities.
Utilities, like a Vista?
Like a Vista.
All right.
Protective service. Know what that is.
Is that the police?
I hope so.
Okay.
What else would it be?
Nurse. I don't know. That's a, why don't they just say police?
A nurse.
A nurse. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Transportation.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Really? Transportation. Who? Like what?
The choo-choo driver? Railroad. Yeah.
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 Military.
Maybe truck drivers. I don't know. Military. Yeah.
Unions. Well, yeah.
Well, that, yeah.
They cover a lot of those jobs.
Right.
That we just talked about.
Yep.
And then mid-sized companies.
Oh, protective services, Kevin, also considered firefighters and police. That's why.
Fire and police. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
First responders. Yeah,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So those are the jobs that you want if you have a pension.
Okay. Making some calls. The Big 99.